From walking into Kinchega, beginning with skin, with Barkindji people. 1. After last week's rains, the dunes run deltas floating anonymous lives, cousins from the earliest years. Each life close-knitted over 200 bones, but now waves an odd scapula, fleshless fibula or mandible, speechless but sacred, burnt or broken, buried with a favourite tool, a spearhead or digging stick, laid fetal facing the translucent skin of sunrise, or was it sunset's erasure, or cremated if cause of death unknown, or a bundled burial if death ambushed walkabout, carried back, limbs broken on the back, buried crossed, crowned with a skull. Megafauna bones of marsupial lions and tigers, giant devils and kangaroos, work Pleistocene out amongst them. The skin covered by wreaths of green coconut matting and grey cuts of brushwood placed on the slope, below the ridgeline to catch sand grains blown off the expressionless lake. 2. Halfway across the world, my cage holds its breath, picking red and yellow ruby saltbush berries and leaves of English spinach, juicy but tasteless. I crack a joke. Dotty turns. Sure, Popeye, call it what you want. Then shouts out for Auntie Muriel, who slipped shyly away, hunting grubs for a tasting. Not knowing what to eat, saltbush caught in the back of my throat. They gesture towards a massacre site, easily within screaming distance. 3. Noon's calm delirium, pelicans in flight, keel to the rear, rowing a heavy beat, the line slides swinging round for landing on reflection's tenuous grip on lapping water. Fresh red leaves fly from doomed young eucalypt saplings, growing in shallow shoreline fractals. The Milky Lake wears a green hue, and spring-green shoots have germinated in the dark purple spatter of emu scat, on ground dyed by the mauve stain of puffballs, some forming brown coalescences, some about to explode.